This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill has already made an impression on the field just 4 games into his rookie season, but it's his past off the field that's drawing the Chiefs into the controversy of how the NFL deals with players who commit domestic violence. KCUR's Greg Eklund takes a look at the debate.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell entered the NFL draft in Chicago last April to a mixed crowd reaction. In his 10 years as commissioner, Goodell has been under fire on several fronts. One being how the NFL handles its domestic abuse offenders.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL draft.
And with that, the draft was underway. The controversy surfaced in Kansas City on the draft's second day when the Chiefs chose Tyreek Hill in the 5th round. By NFL standards, he wasn't tall enough to be considered a first or second round pick, but he's extremely fast. Another reason Hill dropped to the 5th round was due to his past. Hill pleaded guilty 2 years ago to punching and strangling his pregnant girlfriend and received 3 years probation. Chiefs general manager John Dorsey promptly addressed the move, unusual because he talked before the draft's conclusion.
I would never put this community in any type of situation where I knew it would not be good.
The Chiefs also claimed they did their due diligence on checking Hill's background. Hill played for Oklahoma State, and the incident took place within a month after the Cowboys' biggest game against cross-state rival Oklahoma.
Tyreek Hill, 10-5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, Tyreek Hill!
That was the last game Hill played for the Cowboys. Besides the legal consequences he eventually faced, he was kicked off the team immediately. Hill then took a circuitous route to West Alabama, where the Chiefs continued to be impressed with how fast he could run. Still on probation, Hill reported for off-season workouts. He says he's remorseful about the incident.
I did something wrong, and I just let my emotions get the best of me, and I shouldn't have did it.
On the NFL's opening weekend, Hill heard the cheers at Arrowhead Stadium after scoring his first touchdown as a pro.
2nd and 7, he's got Hill, and he's going to go in for the touchdown!
But some fans are concerned that the cheers drown out the trauma felt by the victims of domestic violence. April French is a teacher and a coach in Oklahoma. She got to know the victim, her name is Crystal Espinal, as her cheer coach. But in this instance, French says there's nothing to cheer about.
I just have to put myself in the victim's position and think, oh gosh, you know, just it just makes me sad.
Especially when April French knows Espinal's personality.
Oh wow, fun, outgoing, very positive, just loves life.
Espinal has declined to be interviewed. In fact, she won't even talk about the subject with her friends, according to Lavina Spotted Bear Clark, who has worked as a domestic violence advocate in Oklahoma. She says she has known Espinal for a long time. Here's the key question that Clark wants Hill to publicly answer. Why did he do it?
I don't think anybody would be asking him that, because right now, you know, he's such a great football player, and I say that with gritted teeth.
The Chiefs still have not answered the question of whether they reached out to the victim before the draft or since. However, Chiefs President Mark Donovan says meetings have taken place the last few months between the team and area domestic violence agencies.
We wanted to create awareness where we could of all of their programs, but also try to make sure that whatever we do with them is something that will impact them all.
But nothing concrete has been worked out. The drafting of Hill isn't the first time the Chiefs have been entangled with the domestic violence issue. It only serves as a painful reminder to what tragically happened on December 1st, 2012.
But she's been shot?
No.
Okay, right now, is she awake?
Yes, stay with me. The ambulance is on the way. You hear me? You hear me? Cassandra!
Linebacker Javon Belcher murdered Cassandra Perkins before shooting himself in the parking lot of the Chiefs' practice facility a short time later. Still, the NFL didn't step up its stance against domestic violence until 2 years later. That's when millions of people saw a video of Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice punching the woman who's now his wife. Rice was suspended and hasn't played since. For first-time offenders, the NFL stiffened its penalty with a 6-game suspension. Again, Lavina Spotted Bear Clark.
You know, that's a good step to in the right direction, but what consequences has these players have had up till now? you know, the victims has had consequences. You know, that's not their own choosing.
Because Hill's offense occurred while in college, he wasn't subjected to an NFL suspension when the Chiefs drafted him, so he'll continue to hear cheers after a big play. Advocates like Clark say if there's anything good that has come out of Hill's past, it's that domestic violence continues to be talked about. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.